Hey man, DJ Hippie on the air. Bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, of the classic vinyl era. For when you're in that special kind of mood. Far out, man, far out. That gosh darn hippie show, the grooviest thing to hear on your radio.
And welcome to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. I'm your host, DJ Hippie. Lovely listeners, we have a good show for you today. We have Journey, The Kinks, our weekly Beatles song, and Marvin the Paranoid Android. We have some drinks prepared for you later in the show, too. But in the meantime, we're starting off with something sweet. It's a new edition in Candy Girl.
You things I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places had their moments, with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living in my life. I've loved them all. Of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and I'll think about them in my life. I love you.
I don't know why, but he never replied. Perhaps play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way,
where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. We're always putting her down,
down, down,
because our laundry came back brown,
brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad, I fell in love 'cause she looks so sad.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt, the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it. I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
That banging on the piano?
I don't know.
That was The Detergents and Leader at a Laundromat playing for you here on That Goss Darn Hippie Show. Love really can be found in the most unexpected places, can't it? Who knows, maybe you'll find the love of your life at your own local laundromat. We also had Marvin the Paranoid Android with Marvin I Love You, and yes, I do mean that paranoid android from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Lena Horne also played before them with In My Life, and we have lots of great songs for you lovely listeners, including more after the break. That Goss Darn Hippie Show will be right back after this.
Paul's broken at last, broken at last. Paul's broken at last, at last, at last. He's broke today.
You're listening to That Goss Darn Hippie Show.
Ah. Oh, sorry, lovely listeners. I was just enjoying a nice, big, cool glass of sweet iced tea. Not like that's relevant to our next block of songs, anyway. Staying hydrated is very important, especially when the weather starts to get warmer. Water is, of course, the best way to stay hydrated, but there's also plenty of other things that can quench your thirst, too. We have a block of songs about different drinks coming your way. First, let's go get Cokes with the Faction.
Settle for anything less. That's where we used to meet each day. And then we used to sit a while, drink our afternoon tea. I'll take afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea.
If you take it with me.
Afternoon tea.
Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
That was Amos Milburn with One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. And for you fellow classic rock nerds, yes, I did get the order of those drinks correct. The version you usually hear on classic rock stations by George Thorogood might use the order bourbon, scotch, beer. But the 1953 blues song has a drink order with scotch first. It wasn't until 1966 when John Lee Hooker recorded his version that the order changed. Before then, we also had Afternoon Tea by the Kinks from their Something Else album from 1967. And we had a funky little instrumental titled Hot Milk by Jackie Me Too. Now that we're fully hydrated, we're going to take a little break. Coming up next, we have the Oracle Oracle after this.
Here on That Gosh Darn Hippie Show, we take pride in our wide variety of music. Come, sample our delicious in-store made vanilla fudge. Our homegrown Moby Grapes. And Chuck Berries. And of course, our freshly baked bread.
Down on my knees.
Don't forget to wash it all down with a fresh cup of cream.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
That Gosh Darn Hippie Show has everything you need for a balanced diet of rock and roll.
And now for the Oracle Oracle.
Hey dude, I'm the Oracle Oracle, and this is my segment, the Oracle Oracle, here to tell your distinct future. This week's horoscope is for Scorpio. Scorpio, did you ever watch that funny man with barrel-sized forearms and a little corncob pipe? Remember when he ate a can of spinach and got super ripped? What if I told you I figured out how he did it? You have to reach vegetal enlightenment. First by learning how to make a perfect Caesar salad. It has taken me months trying to figure out the perfect salad, but I think I finally got it down. First, make a bed of shredded kiwi. Then, lay cheese puffs atop, themselves covered by a glob of stinking bishop. After confessing your sins to the cheese, splash upon it orange juice, followed immediately by sweet and sour sauce. If you do not do it so quickly enough, the stinking bishop may excommunicate you. Following a successful saucing, adorn the whole thing in an awfully goopy mess of fresh anchovies, mayonnaise, and pineapple slurry. Doing so will allow you to throw a pinch of black pepper on it, but it must be performed whilst jumping and turning around 360 degrees.
Oracle, I'm looking at your ingredients list, and there's not a single vegetable in your salad.
It too, Hippie.
Huh?
How can you be so blinded by your yo-yo centrism and think that all salads have to have vegetables? Fruit salads don't have a single vegetable, and caprese salad is just tomatoes and cheese.
Well, I mean, okay, fair enough.
Anyway, this has been the Oracle Oracle, bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, horoscopes to your ears. See you later, dude.
Well, even with the lack of vegetables in Oracle's salad, we do have some auditory vegetables here for you. It's the Beach Boys coming up next.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetables. vegetable.
Oh,
table vigil. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
Okay, so your assignment last week was to write an original piece for me. Let's hear it.
I've actually been cooking up a little something that I'm pretty proud of.
Can you speed that up a little bit?
Why?
I just want to see something. Yeah, that sounds very similar to Imagine.
What?
Imagine, John Lennon.
Does it though? Does it sound similar?
Yes, I see. It's very similar.
I was really excited about that one too. I had a title for it and everything.
Okay, what did you name it?
Pretend for a sec.
Daniel.
I know.
Do you have anything else you could play?
I actually did write another one.
Yes. Sorry, could you slow this one down? Okay, that is definitely Piano Man.
No, it isn't.
What were you gonna call that one? Music Gentleman?
I was thinking of calling it Keyboard Person. Keyboard Person.
Daniel, you can't keep rehashing music that's already been written.
I'm not doing it on purpose, okay?
Maybe instead of going down, I can go up.
Go up.
And then, change things up, I go back down. That's Lean on Me! Okay, scratch that. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna change the instrument to guitar, and I'm gonna transpose it up a couple, so I don't even know what key we're in. All right, there's no way that this is gonna match anything that has ever been written. Anything else? I know I have something original inside of me, okay? I can feel it! Okay, but if the next thing you play is an internationally known song, we're gonna stop taking lessons. That's what we're gonna do. It won't be, because you get to pick the key now. Okay, but you have one shot, all right?
Give me a key.
E major. E major. Easy. E major. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna invert it on the right hand a little bit.
Okay.
Give it some variety. And on the left hand, I'm just gonna, all right, bass it up. Give it some bounce.
No.
You know? Maybe I'll move it up to B. Maybe give it a C sharp. And right about here. Daniel, stop.
This can't already be a song, can it?
You know exactly what you're doing.
I can't stop. Once my hands start going, I can't stop.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going in. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky
you and squeeze you till the passion starts to rise. I wanna take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. We share events, loving, and TV, yeah. That's enough for a working man. What I am is what I am. And I tell you, babe, well, that's enough for me. Sometimes when you're asleep and I'm just staring at the ceiling, I wanna reach out and touch it, but you just go on dreaming. If I could take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. We share a bed.
That was You and Me by Alice Cooper. Before then, we also had Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Also, too, we had a YouTube skit by Daniel Thrasher about when you accidentally write songs that already exist. If you're a songwriter, you've probably been there maybe once or twice. Possibly more if you had an awfully bad writer's block day. I find if you're having writer's block, though, it's best to come back after a short break. We'll be taking one right now, actually, for a few short messages. We'll be right back after this.
Except no substitutes. That Gosh Darn Hippie Show is made with 100% real sound waves. If you aren't getting 100% real sound waves, you're not listening to a real radio show.
You're listening to the grooviest of radio shows, That Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie. Far out.
And now, brought to you by Chronicle Institute's Memory Viewing Machine, it's a news flash from the past.
This is Scoops reporting for the Television and Radio Network. It's April 1st, 1989, and I'm here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where a crucial matter is being decided. Do enough states have laws requiring the use of seatbelts? Here to discuss the matter with me is a man with so many degrees I can't keep them all straight, but most pertinently, a PhD in automotive engineering. Please welcome Professor Chronicle.
Thank you, Scoops.
Car manufacturers have been required to include seatbelts since the 60s, right?
Yes, but unfortunately less than 20% of people have been using them.
That's ridiculous. They keep people safe.
And that's why the government is trying to pass these laws. But they've faced a lot of resistance. When David Hollister introduced a seatbelt law in Michigan in the early 80s, he got compared to Hitler.
Holy smokes!
Aversion to following orders is the main force behind the opposition. I suppose that sort of thinking is what got Reagan elected. He ran on a platform promising less regulations, especially in the automotive industry.
I guess now it's going to be even harder to get those laws passed.
But not impossible. The government does have three branches after all. And the Supreme Court has ruled the government needs to enact laws requiring seatbelts. Elizabeth Dole, Secretary of the Department of Transportation, came up with a compromise between the two branches. She issued a law in 1985 requiring companies to install driver's side airbags in all new vehicles unless two-thirds of the states were to pass seatbelt laws by, well, today, April 1st, 1989. For car manufacturers, the choice was easy. Adding airbags would cost extra, but people buckling up wouldn't cost a dime. Except for the money they spent lobbying for those laws.
Did it work?
Well, many states did pass seatbelt legislation, but in the end it was all for naught. Too many states failed to pass the laws required.
So I guess the country ended up with both airbags and seatbelt laws?
And people are calling it tyranny. But if you ask me, basic safety laws aren't tyrannical in any sense. And failure to wear a seatbelt doesn't just put your own life at risk, but the lives of others as well. For example, if a driver isn't buckled in, they could slide out of their seating position on a slippery road and lose control of the car. Or the passenger in the back seat who isn't wearing their seatbelt could be thrown forward during the crash, which could harm a front seat passenger or even the driver.
You know, people like this really make me want to say words that aren't fit to broadcast. To be so stubborn that you would put other people's lives at risk. The next time I have to cover a story like this, I think I'm gonna lose it. But until then, on behalf of the Television and Radio Network, that's been Chronicle and I've been Scoops, signing out from DC.
Of course, keeping yourself and others around you safe is very important, even today. Whenever it's buckling up with your seatbelt, wearing a helmet while biking, or other ways meant to protect you. Speaking of cars, though, we have a song about a car that's credited to be one of the earliest rock and roll tunes. It's Jackie Brinson and his Delta Cats, Rocket 88.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! Blow! in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and hit a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Had a fun time this past hour, lovely listeners, but I'm afraid it's once again coming to that time where we must leave you. We have one more song until the next episode, though. We're ending this week with our weekly Beatles song, Hello Goodbye. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Jared Harrell, Kyle A. Carosa, Raina Murdoch, Caleb Lindsay, and Francis Bird. Have a groovy weekend. This is DJ Hippie, signing out.
You say yes.
You've been listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. Copyright 2021 by Kiki Willows. Comments by the host or guests do not represent the views of this radio station. For more content, go to mixcloud.com/DJ Hippie. Someday I'm gonna make a mind.